people need to be able to think, speak, and act without self-restraint. As an academic scientist, I have had the privilege of working with prescient giants in the field, such as Dr. Peter McCullough, Dr. Zev Zelenko, Dr. Joseph Ladapo, and Dr. Harvey Weish. This is America Out Loud Talk Radio. Welcome to my Liberty Hour. I am Dr. Paul Alexander.
Welcome to Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour, first segment, brought to you by America Out Loud Talk Radio. So many things that are happening right now, and I think, we could talk about COVID, we could still talk about disease X, we could talk about coming pandemics, but we have so many issues in our normal daily life that these things pale in comparison. So I want to get straight to the issues that I think right now is important. Of course, the key issue for America right now is the border and the illegals, the migrants who have been let into the country who are so at high risk, and the threatened rapes and gang rapes and murders of American people. So that is something that we must discuss. We must discuss the issue about the COVID mRNA technology gene-based vaccines, because we're seeing a lot of harms and deaths accumulating now, particularly cancers that are exploding, metastasis, massive metastasis, remission stop, all forms of cancer. So we have a lot of issues right now in front of us that we must deal with. We have to deal with the cost of living that is beyond the reach of men today in America. And we have to talk about the lawlessness on the streets. We have this phenomenon now where in New York City, men just running up to women, girls, and punching them in the face and knocking them out. And I have written one of my Substacks. Remember, I write a daily blog called Alexander COVID News. Please go to it and consider subscribing. I have it for free. It's set for free. And you could comment, anyone, no restrictions. If you want to pay a monthly stipend, I mean, it's about $5 and a yearly fee of $29. That would be very helpful for me. But if you can't, because I know times are tough and everybody wants to be heard. And I am somebody big on that everyone should be heard regardless of your opinion. I may not even like your views, but no one should limit your ability to express them and to give you access to express them. And that's why my Substack is the only Substack right now out there that you can go in and you can write your comments with no paywall. In other Substacks, regardless of who, for you to comment, you have to be a paid subscriber. I don't do that. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that with all of these issues right now, and you could go to my Substack, you can see how I deal with them. We have a situation right now daily with President Trump being taken to this New York courthouse with this, I don't know what to call him, this Alvin Bragg, this leftist freak prosecutor trying to destroy President Trump. Even Cy Vance, that leftist prosecutor, failed to bring the case because he said there was nothing there. With this Alvin Bragg, they're trying to take Trump's money, they're trying to imprison him, or they're trying to get him shot dead. And I'm telling you, I'm warning you again. I looked at the tapes, I'm looking at what's happening. Anytime they move Trump to the Florida courthouse or the New York courthouse, he's very exposed. Like what they did to Scalise, they keep amping up, ramping up. smear and slander and 24/7 on the legacy media, CNN, everywhere, that some wacko is going to take a shot at President Trump and potentially kill him. I'm very serious, because right now the polls are showing Trump is going to win the election, and the left cannot allow that to happen. There's a lot of wrong things that have been done, and they're afraid for other people to come in now and be able to see the historical track record. Many people will be in a lot of trouble post a Trump victory. So if Trump wins on November 3rd, bet your bottom dollar, Obama's brown shirts that he began in his administration, the BLM and the Antifa, they're going to try and burn America down. They will. So our challenge will be, how do we get him from November 3rd victory to January 20th to be sworn in? It's a big challenge. And without saying more, I will just tell you that that is a serious discussion at the highest levels on the Trump campaign. It's protecting him after victory, because the left will not stop. They will not. So you have this guy, have the president appearing at all of these different courthouses. You are never supposed to know where a president is going to attend on any given day, or of an ex-president. Yes, they have the Secret Service detail and protection, but like a sitting president, an ex-president is considered same. And we are not supposed to know where they're going to be within the next hour or 5 hours even. And it's not so right now with President Trump. We can telegraph where he's going to be. And that's a very dangerous situation. Extremely dangerous situation. But I want to talk about this, the issue of gun control, and segue into it with this police officer who was in this mall in Australia, where this guy was killing people, and he killed, I believe, 6 or 7. And this police officer was on duty, and she shot him dead. And that's an example where a good person with a gun uses the gun the way it should be used. And this is a woman. I'm very happy that this woman was a good shot, very brave, took her time, and she took out the killer, who would have killed more. I want to talk about a situation. I mean, there's so many things we could discuss. Again, at the top of the agenda today, and the top of the discussion, of course, is the coming election. Because we have a bad, bad situation with this border. Remember, we have 16 to 20,000 illegals coming in every day, unvetted, bust into the inner cities, giving thousands of dollars, spending money, Obama phone, social security number. I mean, you have to fathom how insane this is. No sane nation does this. It's like we lit our own funeral pyres, because amongst those people coming in from South America, many, many of them are rapists and murderers. They're going to harm Americans. No nation allows this to happen. Look at European nations. Look at other countries in the world. No nation allows people to turn up at the border and you just take them in. It's a terrible situation, and I believe this is the principal issue that Trump faces. Trump faces that issue again with the vaccines, and we are asking him behind the scenes to set up a victim compensation fund for all Americans who were harmed by the lockdowns and or the vaccine, to be made whole in some way. We're asking him to seriously consider liability protection under the PREP Act to reverse it. I believe Trump 2.0 will deliver the things that he fell short of in Trump 1.0. And I believe he's coming very angry, which is absolutely important. Today, the House sent articles of impeachment to the Senate for Mayorkas. And the Senate dismissed the two articles. So the Republicans kind of did what they needed to do. They wanted to make a show of this. They voted him to be impeached. They sent it up to the Senate, but the Senate wouldn't even take it up. So I suppose the Democrats made a judgment call that they will take the hit on this because Americans are outraged. They would not even take it up, meaning they will not even have the hearing to then declare him innocent. They won't even do that. They just didn't take it up. They just missed it. Yet this guy has presided over 10 to 11 million people under the Biden administration. He has allowed in very sick, evil, bad people from around the world. North African Islamist jihadists, Middle Eastern Islamist jihadists. They didn't come to America to plant trees. They come to harm America. Trump has to remove them on first day in office, sign the necessary documentation, and invoke the necessary forces. Trump must close the border instantly for at least 10 years. And whilst the border is closed, he must move to deport every single illegal as long as it takes. No matter where they hide, we'll find them. We have good tracking systems with cell phones, GPS, and all these different issues and satellites. We could find anybody, anybody. We could. We must be willing to remove them and be brave enough. They came to the country illegally. Remove them. Let them go to a consulate in their country and tell them they want to come back into America and show that you have some ties in America, that you had a job or whatever, that you weren't a rapist, you weren't a murderer, you weren't a pedophile. If you can show that, I believe you should be considered as a likely candidate to gain back entry into America. If you have a home, things like that. I want to move along. And I want to talk about a situation. A guy in Canada, his name is Michael Jackson. So, well, he's not, of course, he's not that singer Michael Jackson. His name is Michael Gordon Jackson. This white guy, little balding at the top, little chump, chunky. But the reason why I'm mentioning this to you, don't forget, I will come back to Michael Jackson because it's something relevant to you that is a situation you might want to know about. So let me share. What you should know is that about 2 years ago, I got a call one night. And when I took the call, it said, you know, it's a collect call from some Saskatchewan Correctional Institution facility. So I didn't know anybody. I really didn't understand the call. It's from Canada. Anyway, I said, yes, I'll accept the charge. And what it was this guy, Michael Gordon Jackson, who was in the other line. He said, you know, Paul, I said, well, where are you? I just accepted charge. And who are you? And he told me, well, you know, I'm that guy you see in the news who kidnapped his daughter. And I said, okay, well, where are you? He said, well, I'm in jail. And I said, what do you mean in jail? He said, yeah, they just let me out of the cell to walk down the hall to make a call. I have been in here for about a year. This is when he spoke to me. I'm not allowed to talk to anyone or contact anyone. I'm not allowed to use the internet, my emails, nothing. So I said, well, what do you do? He said, well, I just sit here. And this is in Canada. And I said, well, so how are you calling me? He said, well, I have no friends because everyone in Saskatchewan abandoned me. And I don't have a lawyer. They wouldn't let me have a lawyer at that point. And I knew of you because I saw you speaking in Ottawa for the Canadian truckers. So I said, you know, I asked around and I got your number. So the court said that I could have one telephone call a week for 15 minutes. But I can't pay for it because I have no money. They took my wallet when I came here and I don't have a bank card in here. I have no money. So that's why I'm calling you collect. So I said, well, then I understood and I said, sure, okay. Now I understand. And then he said, so you are my only friend. And I said, well, how could I be your only friend? He said, yes, I have nobody to speak to. And I have a court case that's coming up and I need somebody like you to help me with the science, to help me make my argument. So anyway, long and short of it, he had two problems. One, he had a criminal matter and a non-criminal matter. And my role was to function in the non-criminal side as a scientist to help the court understand that his decisions were actually grounded in science, were made as a father, a concerned, worried father. And basically, for me to try and tell the court that I would have done the same. So over the last couple of years, you know, we spoke and his trial finally came up. And what happened about 6 months ago, he called me one day and said, Paul, good news. And I said, what? He said, well, the judge ordered I be released. So and it was true from holding him almost in confinement, they just released him. And didn't even explain why. But he still had his court case, which went on for the last month. And the verdict is coming tomorrow. And essentially what it is that we worked it out where I was going to appear as his, not as his lawyer, but as his advocate and speak to the court. So, you know, I had some meetings with the court 10 minutes, 15 minutes prior, trying to assess if the court will allow me to speak as a subject matter expert, and that was agreed upon. And we came to a new decision that he would speak as his own lawyer and represent himself with the scientific support on my behalf, etc., no doubt. And so that's what we've been doing. And now the results of the court and the jury heard him in the last week, what we put forward. And the verdict is coming tomorrow. And I'll continue in the next segment because I think it's interesting and something you should know.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the second segment of the Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour, brought to you by America Out Loud Talk Radio. You know my talk show goes to podcast the following day. You can hear it on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, it's iHeart. You know, I speak about everything, a broad range, not just limited to COVID. I'm a huge supporter of President Trump. Full disclosure, I'm working with people behind the scenes within his orbit to help him get reelected. I will play a role in his government, in a scientific role, maybe FDA, CDC, etc., or wherever. But I think he's the best option we have today. You know, the reality is, if you even showed me a liberal, not Biden, not who's on that deck right now in the Democrat Party, but you show me a liberal who loves nation, loves America, loves the borders of America, respects the border, respects the Constitution, respects the flag, respects the anthem and doesn't kneel to the anthem, doesn't take a knee, who respects law and order, loves the police, loves the military. You show me that leftist who checks all those boxes. So Trump checks all of those. Who wants to do good? Yeah, he made a lot of mistakes. He was not perfect because of the people around him he had to work with who were undercutting him in the deep state. But show me that leftist liberal. Show me anyone except Trump, and I'll consider voting for them. I would, but you can't. Trump is the best option that we have right now. And remember something, eh? Even when Kennedy was president, John Kennedy, in this era of what they call Camelot, etc., John Kennedy did not have to deal with a hostile press because he was a Democrat. He didn't have to deal with a hostile academia and rhinos and Democrats at him 24/7, tearing him down. He didn't have to deal with a hostile legal system. He didn't have to deal with none of that. His problems were, he loved the woman, and that was one issue. John Kennedy had a medical problem, a serious medical problem related to his back, his spine, and he was on constant painkillers, corticosteroids, etc. Yeah, we understood all of that. And he had his own proclivities and flair with the woman, just like Bobby Kennedy Jr. today. And one could argue even Trump. I don't hold any of that against him. But the reality about it is that they're socialists, not socialism in the classic sense, but leftists. So except for Kennedy's stance on the vaccines, I'm not for his stance against guns. I'm a full Second Amendment gun rights advocate. I'm a full advocate for law and order and punishment. I'm against all these tree-hugger green energy misfit morons, sicko psycho people trying to destroy the economy with a carbon offset footprint BS. So the reality about it is they're trying hard with this, Alvin Bragg or whatever his name is in New York, trying to jail Trump, trying to embarrass him. No respectable lawyer, no respectable district attorney, no respectable person in the legal system today. When you ask them, even in the left, what they think about this case, and they said, this is not a case, but he did it because he could do it. And he could file a motion, and he have an ex-president of the United States in this courthouse coming here. And I have warned Democrats today in Substack. Remember my Substack, Alexander COVID News? I told Democrats, I said, every single thing you do to President Trump, we will deliver it to you in kind, in time, because we will get power again. We will have you sitting and crying. You walk our president into a jail, into a courthouse. We will have your Democrat POTUSes, ex-POTUSes, sitting POTUSes walking into courthouses too. And I reserve the right to say we're going at Obama too. We'll go at Biden also. We'll go at Slick Willie. We'll go back to all of them. For what you, every single violation of Trump, we're going to come at you and return it in kind. We have to. We must. And I want to ask a question about that. I want to finish with Michael Jackson, what I was explaining to you about his case in Saskatchewan. But I want to ask you a question. Last weekend, you had Iran fire 300 missiles and drones into another city, into another country, Israel. Now, they didn't fire one. They fired 300. So I ask you a question. Which country in this world could another country fire two missiles into the airspace and that country not respond? Iran fired 300. It is not Israel that fired missiles into Iran. It's Iran that fired them. Now, Iran didn't fire those missiles just to send them on a flight. Those missiles had warheads on them with ordnance that had they struck targets, they would have killed people. Thank goodness Israel's air defense system, the Iron Dome, etc. Yes, they got help from Qatar, from Jordan, from the United States, from Britain, etc. in defending the airspace. But Israel was well capable of managing this. But let's face it, Israel is a small country relative to those countries surrounding it. Israeli air defense could be overwhelmed another time. So today, I'm asking you a question. Which nation would allow another nation to shoot 300 missiles into their city? We're not even talking about the fact that Israel shot them down, so they didn't do damage. They were intended to kill. They were intended to kill Israelis by the thousands. What would have happened if Iran had a nuclear weapon and one of those missiles was a nuclear warhead? You can't tell me that Iran, if they had a nuclear weapon, would not have used it on Israel. Iran has said so openly. The minute that they could acquire one nuclear bomb, they're going to destroy Israel with it. And they're going to, if they had two, the other one was coming to America. So Iran is, because of Obama, have this nuclear program they're racing to try and develop one bomb. Well, we have to stop that capability. We can't harm any innocent Iranians. We must warn them properly, but properly target and destroy Iran's nuclear program. Iran must, the fact that they lobbed 300 missiles to Israel shows you that Iran cannot join the League of Nations with nuclear weapons. I prefer Pakistan having nuclear weapons because I know India has them in check. But I prefer Pakistan having nuclear weapons than Iran. For you to send 300 missiles means if you had one nuclear weapon, you were sending that bomb. Cannot be trusted. Your nuclear program must be decimated. And now you have leftist woke countries saying, oh, Israel must exercise restraint and not respond. I'm asking you a question. In which universe does a country fire 300 missiles, not one or even 10, 300 into my airspace to kill me? Yes, I might have fended them off, but had I not been able to fend them off, many of my people would have died. Let's say of every missile, 500 people were killed. That's about 15,000 Israelis could have been killed conceivably using that model. 3,000 people died on 9/11 in America. 3,000 in those buildings that fell. And George Bush destroyed two Middle Eastern countries, Iraq and Afghanistan, because 3,000 Americans died. Do you understand? Did anybody have the ability to tell Bush, don't respond? No. A sovereign nation has the right to respond. Iran took the opportunity to fire 300 missiles into Israel. Israel must respond harshly, devastatingly. If Israel does not respond, Iran will do this again, as well as other countries. So Israel has to. I'm very sorry. There will be pain. But they must target properly and make sure that they kill little or, in fact, no innocent people, no children. The poor Iranian people will pay for what the Iranian regime has done. But Israel has to respond. Anyway, I'm going back to Michael Jackson, because it's an important issue. It pertains to even you who are listening to this, parents, grandparents. So this guy is like a, let's say, a blue-collar worker in Canada. And he was married and he got divorced. And they had a child. Her name is Sarah. And at the time that the vaccines were rolled out in February of 2021, 3 years ago, the daughter lived with the mom and he had visitation rights. So I'm giving you a little back end. And the mother told the child that she's going to vaccinate her with the COVID vaccine. The child told her dad, because the dad, she visits with her father and stays with the father whenever she goes by him. She overnights or spend the weekend. I believe it's something like that. She lived with the mom in the week, dad on the weekends. And when she told the dad, he informed the mom that he didn't. He didn't agree with the vaccination because of all of the issues on the news, that the vaccine was harmful, wasn't working, and he would prefer if she was not be vaccinated. The mother said no, the child lives with her most of the time, so she will make the decision, and the decision is vaccine. So there's a lot of telephone calls that were taped by the RCMP because some or the other they were listening into, and you could hear the conversations between him and his ex-wife. And he's trying to tell her about the concern he has and if she could consider not, and she wouldn't listen. So what he did was, on one of the days, this is a very, very interesting case. This case affects everyone in the world, even, especially Commonwealth countries that were formerly under British rule, British Westminster rule of law, because that's the law that Canada follows. Anyway, on one of the days that she visited with him, and he kept her overnight as normal for the weekend, when he was supposed to return her to her mom, well, I think the mom was to pick her up, whatever. That's fine details, as Trump would say, not important. But he didn't return her. What he did is he put her by, I believe, it's either with a family member he had or a friend. So he hid her. And the wife, the mother, reported it to the police that he kidnapped. So it was a very interesting case from the beginning. Because I don't know how a parent could kidnap their own child, but the mother said that he kidnapped his own daughter. So the police were struggling with that issue. From a legal standpoint, because you can't kidnap your own child, technically, but that's what they did. So the police put out this arrest, Canada-wide arrest warrant for him, because after a certain time, the child didn't return home. So they sought to arrest him. And I think in all of the chaos that ensued, he wouldn't give anybody information onto her whereabouts, and et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the long and short of it was, he eventually was arrested. I believe up to today, after these 2 to 3 years, the child is still not vaccinated, but the mother now, because the case is coming to a close, is still saying she wants to vaccinate the child against COVID. When you know there is no more COVID, COVID is done, and that'll be lunacy. But that's the crazy world we live in today. A child we know has a zero chance, and this is a healthy child. The data is bulletproof across Germany, Sweden, all countries, America even, United States, that we cannot find one healthy child, one, out of hundreds of millions of children, let's say 15 years old and below, not one in the entire world who got exposed to COVID, got infected, or whatever this respiratory illness was. got infected, got severely ill and died. Not one. And the media wouldn't say how I just said it, but I'm telling you the bulletproof, pure data. Not one child. Okay? So that tells us, and we knew this 2 weeks out of the gate, even before the vaccine was rolled out. So we knew this maybe by April of 2020, that COVID spared our children, and the children would have no problem with COVID, healthy children. Now, if you show me a 15-year-old young gun boy that who weighs 300 pounds, morbidly obese, with cardiovascular illness and sick, that's a person with any kind of respiratory illness. If they got a common cold, it will throw them down, or the flu. So we're not talking about that. We are talking about healthy people, which is a vast majority of the population. That's about 85 to 90% of our population. And we could find not one instance of not one child healthy who got COVID and got severely ill or died. So what I was saying 4 years ago, and Scott Atlas and people like us, we were vindicated. We are vindicated. But let's fast forward again to Michael Jackson. So they had him in like solitary, and then they released him about 4 to 6 months ago. We continued together, and long and short of it is, the state gave him a lawyer, which is junk lawyer, replaced the lawyer. There's a bunch of chaos.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Take action today. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Now, George Washington once encouraged us to animate and encourage each other and show the whole world that a free man contending for liberty on his own ground is superior to any slavish mercenary on earth. That's exactly what we do, as you'll see when you visit AmericaOutLoud.news. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Dr. Paul Alexander Liberty Hour, brought to you by Malcolm's America Out Loud Talk Radio. As you know, the show goes to podcasts the day after, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, etc. And we're just happy and thankful that we can partake in this platform, America Out Loud. I have the good fortune of being on this program with people like the Bregans, McCullough, Reich, etc. Let me get straight back into the point. Look, America is, I would say it is at its darkest hour today, because we know that in the 1960s, America dealt with the death of John Kennedy, the death of Bobby Kennedy, the death of Malcolm X, the death of Martin Luther King, the hippie peace and love, dropout, not dropping, mescaline, PCP, angel dust. America was at war with itself. We had the Vietnam War. We had the My Lai massacre. We had the most inhumane actions taken on human populations. And the point I'm making is America withstood it. America withstood the ravages of the 6 days. I am trying to make the argument that I don't think America could withstand 4 more years of the Democrat Party, 4 more years of somebody like Biden administration. I don't think. I think we need a Trump-like person. Somebody like President Trump who could check issues about love of nation, love of flag, love constitution, police, military, borders. Just love America and will stand up and fight and protect America. We need that person. If there's somebody else like Trump that comes along, I'll vote for them. Hell, I even like Kennedy. I like Kennedy's vaccine position. But everything else about Bobby Kennedy Jr., and I know him personally, is he's a socialist leftist. He's a Kennedy. He's a Democrat. But I think he is different. He loves the country. He loves the people, the American people, and he's a good person. The Bobby Kennedy Jr. that I know. But none of these people could compare to Trump. Trump is the only person who can do what needs to be done. President Trump. But we face our darkest hour now. In this year, 2024. Sorry. This coming election is the most transformational. Every time we'd say each one is important, but this one actually could change the entire rest of the 21st century. And we need Trump. Trump is not perfect. Trump made a lot of mistakes that he still has to be accountable for and explain to the American people. But on deck, he's the best option that we have. We have a sitting President Biden. Imagine what I'm telling you. First of all, this is not really the Biden administration presidency. This is the Obama presidency. This is Obama's third term. And we have good intel and word that Obama actually runs the Biden's presidency. And Obama nearly destroyed America with his brown shirts, his Black Lives Matter, his Antifa, etc. But what we have right now is Obama and Biden. Obama did everything to strengthen Iran, to give it capability and capacity that it would be able to attack Israel at some point and America. Remember, it was Obama under him who his military made the U.S. Air Force drone land in Iran. Obama gave Iran that drone technology. Obama gave Iran our naval gunship, the most advanced naval fighting vessels. Two of them ran aground, I believe, in the Persian Gulf. That was statistically impossible. Obama gave those gunboats to them. By making his military, the ones, the work ones, the sellout ones who reported along the chain of command to run those boats aground, to land that drone in Iran. That was, in my view, criminal and treasonous, what Obama did. And I would argue that it's that same drone technology that Iran is using today on Israel and threatens even the United States. So we have serious, serious problems. Serious. And yeah, I want to get to the issue about hand sanitizers. Some recent reports that hand sanitizers, you know, the liberal way we used it across COVID, Now it's part of everybody's life, but wrongfully, because some new research is showing that these sanitizers could cause the toxic chemicals in them could harm the development of the child's brain. You know, some of the chemicals in all of these rubbing alcohol and all of these Purell and all of these different things that you're squeezing everywhere you go, and all these other sanitizing disinfectants, they could be harming the brain development in children. We have a lot of good research coming out of Case Western University, Reserve University, where these sanitizers, these hand sanitizers, seems to be linked and correlated to damage to the central nervous system, spinal cord. So, you know, and in some cases, when we even do rodent and rat model studies, animal studies, it can kill the animals. It has killed the animals. So it's a very important thing that we need to talk about. But I wanted to deal with the other issues that I'm talking about right now, which is the fact that we need a Trump-like individual. Look, imagine we have Iran lob 300 missiles into Israel, but Iran threatening Israel not to respond. It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard. Israel must respond. They absolutely must respond to what Iran did. Iran didn't send 300 missiles by accident for them to mistarget. The defense system in Israel is what took them down and saved thousands of Israelis from dying. So what I'm trying to say is that we face many issues right now, and we need a kind of a strong man like a Trump. We've had some different communications recently, different reports coming out in the media. And I think that what is very important is that I think one of the biggest challenges that we face, and let's be honest about this, is this Speaker Johnson, the new speaker who replaced Kevin McCarthy. You know, I put something on my Substack. Remember, I have this blog that I write daily. The name of it is Alexander COVID News. If you Google Alexander COVID News, you will see my blog and the different information that I share daily. And I was writing about this, that here you have this Speaker Johnson, Mike Johnson. You have photos of him in the back stairwell with Paul Ryan in the Congress. The question is why? Paul Ryan was a Beelzebub. He did everything humanly possible to hurt President Trump. Paul Ryan, in my opinion, one of the most dangerous people ever to touch public service, with Obama. But we have Speaker Johnson meeting with Paul Ryan in this back stairwell to talk about what? And we have on record right now Speaker Ryan doing everything he can, and he said it, to advance the Ukraine bill, to give them more tax money. That pump-wearing, cross-dressing freak, Zelensky, the head of Ukraine. All of the music videos of him in his leather outfits. I don't know if he's a transvestite, if he's gay or what, but he's one of those. And when you look at some of the activities he's done in the past to make him famous or to get accepted on the screen, one of them is he played a piano, the sound on the keyboard of a piano with his male genitalia. And that was a big hit in his home country, because he played the piano. He stood up, he took down his trousers, and he played the piano with his male organ. Now, is this somebody to eventually one day become prime minister or president of your country? How? So he's trying to push through this funding bill for Ukraine. When the American people are saying no, the Congress could have their own party and their whole social gathering. But the American people, the nation has said, we don't want our money going to Ukraine. So Speaker Johnson is doing everything he can to give Ukraine the money, knowing that's corrupted, stolen, bogus money for decades now. Anything to do with Ukraine. And then the same Speaker Johnson. So he had written in across 2023, early 24, etc. And he said that he hooked border security to the Ukraine funding bill, and he said for the Ukraine funding bill to be passed, we have to deal with the border issues too. But now he's flip-flopping that. He doesn't stand behind that statement anymore. We wanted him to fight for the Pfizer to only be approved based on a warrant. And he didn't. Because now the new Pfizer extension has happened and there's no precondition for warrant. So we have a problem with Speaker Mike Johnson. We do. Even President Trump told him, and the Pfizer warrant, the Pfizer without a warrant is a no-go. Don't do it. And Speaker Johnson still went ahead. So, what I wanted to discuss with you was I'm making the argument that here we have, for the first time, a sitting president, President Biden, with Obama, literally invading their own country. In other words, someone who served at the highest levels of government in a country, is conspiring against the country because it's not as though it is what is happening. The Biden administration is letting in about 20,000 illegals a day. 20,000. And I've coined the phrase that the Biden administration is invading itself. So here you have the Biden administration and Obama allowing 16 to 20,000 illegals every day, unvetted, no medical prerequisites, nothing. They're coming into America infected with all sorts of illnesses, sick. Many of them are jihadists and rapists. They're going to harm your daughters in time. We have this issue where Rand Paul has uncovered some more documents on the COVID virus, saying that he has some communication with Peter Daszak, etc. And Rand Paul's bombshell is that Daszak and they were saying that they have 700 COVID chimeric lethal viruses that they could create based on what they had their hands on back then. So, how is that possible? It reads, we post Echo Health Alliance, it reads, we have 15,000 samples in freezers in Wuhan and could do the full genomes of 700 plus coves we have identified if we don't cut this thread. So the reality is, as time has gone by, a picture has emerged You know, we speak about it all the time, and I'm tired in the sense of how to make the argument still. But I'll say it again. COVID was never a pandemic. We never faced a pandemic in the United States and Canada, throughout the world. And the truth of the matter is that most of it, if not all of it, was a lie. And COVID was really a non-pandemic driven by the false positive PCR process. That PCR, false positive PCR, damaged the COVID response along with the lie of asymptomatic transmission. We still can't find any evidence of asymptomatic transmission. We can't, not one case, not one valid case. We are in the same position in terms of recurrent infections pre-Omicron era. So we have all of these challenges. Rand Paul, I like him. I like his politics, but sometimes he just speaks a lot and he gets nothing done. And Daszak and they were talking about having thousands of COVID viruses. I don't know how they were holding them, but available to them for future research and actions. Anyway, let me take the chance to thank you for this third segment, and go to twc.health.